Oh, hi. Is this better?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Louis?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I have your billing in front of me, and my only question, is it still the same billing address on Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah, the address is the same.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, go with my old card. I'm going to give you the number. And then please, last time I told him, don't try to go with the last one. Then when I make the payment, I told him I want to use it only for once. And they try to go many times in that one, and they, I'm going to say, I don't know the bad word, the word of the good word. That was my son's account, so they make big mess in that one.
I tell him only one time,
and then he's in his car for school, and then they try many times in that one. I don't know why if I tell him.
Sorry that they did that. You know, what I could do is if you want to use a one-time payment, is I could take the one-time payment, and then I could put the other card back on file for the future billing.
No, don't use that anymore.
Your card, and then that stays on file, right, after we take your card, right?
Yes, this is the one that's in file. But, I mean, that really, don't try to go in that one, only this payment, and try to go, like, 10 times in that one.
Oh,
then,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
They really make it
Yeah, your son was probably upset about that. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Okay. Well, we'll get it fixed for you now. No problem. So is it a Visa or MasterCard?
This is a Visa.
Okay. And the card number?
4008.
Okay.
8600.
Got it.
0228.
Okay.
3027.
3027. And expiration?
216. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Expiration is 1128.
1128. And then is it the 216 on the back?
Yes.
216. Okay. So.
Try to go right away because I just sleep pretty much with the payment, okay?
Oh, I'll try it right now. Let me try it. Give me a second. That way we can make sure it gets fixed for you. One moment, please.
How much is the payment?
It's just for $149.
Okay, go for the 200 because I want they do something in Facebook or whatever because I don't really see any result yet. And then also they never post a picture. They don't post anything since April, since March or whatever. I mean, long time ago they don't do it.
We can ramp up the weekly posts. We could actually do 2 posts for you every week. No, I'll do 3 posts. I'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But I can't add 200 for Facebook ads because that would only be $51. Our minimum for the Facebook ads is 100. So if you want me to charge 249, then I can add the Facebook ads for you too.
Yeah, but they put it in Facebook in my Facebook friends, right? They do that in my Facebook friends.
My Facebook friends
that come from they're from another country. That's not working really. That's okay. Just take the payment.
Okay. No, the Facebook advertising. No.
Yes.
I thought you meant for the post, but for the Facebook ads. How those work is if somebody's in your area and they're searching for your service, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, they will see an ad for Artistic Concrete coming up. So the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and then we run the Facebook ads according to the people that are searching for your keywords.
Yeah, but okay, I understand that. Okay, so that maybe go with 100. But what are you guys doing supposed to? I'm paying 150 for what? Because I don't see any posts since April.
It's been
a long time ago. They don't do any posts, nothing. So they don't really do nothing. They never change the pictures. They never change the picture for asphalt. I don't do asphalt. And then I tell them many times, I don't do asphalt. Tell them, you can take all the pictures from my other website. I mean, but I don't do asphalt. And they put me to cutting concrete that really, they're not, I'm not very, with the service like you guys, like you, and then also the ladies, but I mean, the technical part, I mean, you know, like, but the, I don't get jobs, you know, how I feel.
So tell me, Tell me, just so I can do the payment first. Do you want $149 without Facebook, or do you want $249 with Facebook? And then once we get that settled, then I'll go in and I'll send some messages to the web department to remove asphalt and to put new pictures. But let's just deal with one thing at a time. So which way do you want to run the payment?
Okay, go with $249.
$249. Okay, so we'll add the Facebook ads. That I think that's very smart because we'll target people that are looking for decorative. Yes. Okay. So one second here, and then I have to add the Facebook on one more spot so that it shows, and then I can get the authorization, and then I'll go back and put some more posts for you and set up the revisions for your website. So, okay. All right, so I'll try to process now the $249. Okay, so it says that I have an error with the expiration month, year, or code on the back. Was it 11/28 for the expiration?
Yes, 11/28.
And then 216, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got the green light now, so it worked this time. And then let me look at the website. So,
but if you check the website, just watch since when they put something. They don't even put anything. I mean, for a long time, they don't put anything really in my website. I mean, they don't post nothing.
Okay, so do you have fresh pictures that you'd like us to update, or do you want us to just pick stock photos, or how do you want that to work?
You can get you see Artistic Creations Pro. That's my website.
Oh, pull pictures off that. Okay, Artistic Creations Pro.
You can take pictures from that.
Is that .com or is that?
No, it's Artistic Creations Pro. To be honest, I don't know. This is Artistic Creations Pro. I think .com. I think so.
Let me see if it has your number on it. If it has your number on it, I'll know this is you. This is you, Artistic Creations Pro. Okay, so I'm going to send messages to the web department to remove any keywords associated with asphalt and then to update your site with fresh images from Artistic Creations Pro, right?
And you can take pictures from there, and also I have a video right there, like talking about it.
Oh, great. Okay.
You can take a video too, you know, whatever. I mean, but I need some work, but, you know, because this is not, I really trust you guys, and then they say, well, they don't even move in my nothing. So yeah, I expect have some work, you know, because I don't have a work now.
Yes, I get it. 100%. So I'm sending the message over. Please update images, or please update website using images and his video from his other site, artisticcreationspro.com.
Some lady from Spain called me, tried to help me to make the website, but I was so busy. So, I mean, why they don't just take pictures from there and then they make it something decent, something nice? I mean, really, what I'm looking is if I start getting a job, I can make bigger campaigns, more money, you know, because I just need to keep moving, you know. Like, I can put more money, but really I'm in a hole now because no work, no money, you know.
Got it. So, have you heard of Google Ads, Lewis?
I hear that, but also how much I have many companies call me, and sometimes I say, well, maybe I go with Google Ads or whatever, but I don't know. But I say, if you do that, that's what I saw that you guys going to do, Google Ads or something. Google Ads, and also they told me Google Ads and Pinterest or whatever. But that's, I need work, so I'm desperate to be a, you know,
yes.
Google Ads, yes.
Here's why the Google Ads work so well is, number one, we can put them up on a special request very quickly. We say 2 weeks, but I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request, right? So that's
I can do that.
Yes.
How much do I have to pay
for that? The minimum requirement is $300 a month for the Google Ads. So if you want it. Mm-hmm.
Can you do that and pay you in 1 month? Because again, I'm in a hole now. But I know as soon as I start getting money, believe me, I'm always paid.
Oh, do you want me to add the Google Ads next month, like for September, you mean?
Can you do it now and pay you in 1 month?
No, whenever you pay for the ads, that's when they'll start them. They can't, because what we do is we take that $300 and we send it to Google, and then we'll set a $9 a day cap. So what would happen is each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, so let's say you have a $9 a day budget, and then let's say that the pay-per-click rate is a dollar. After nine people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. But
do you
that's
think I can go better, you think better go with Google Ads before the Facebook?
Yes, I do. I think the Google Ads would do a lot better than the Facebook. If you could only do one, I would say start with the Google Ads. So rather than paying $249 today, you would pay $449 today, but you would have a $300 that goes towards the Google Ads.
Yeah, in that case, I'm going to wait because I don't have enough money, you know, so I just go with because now I'm again. I told you I just have probably just the two, $300 in the bank.
Well, you'll do great with the Facebook if you don't have the budget for the Google Ads, because the Facebook we can target those wherever you like, and like I said, the search engines are tracking and they'll only send the ads to people that are looking for your services.
That's Google, right?
For the Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are targeting what people are searching for on Google. So let's say somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for now, because you don't have the budget for Google ads, but later when you have the budget, definitely try the Google ads. I think you'll like that too, okay?
Yeah, I want to do that. And also, and then I'm also to the lady so I try to make nice, decent website, because, I mean, really, I'm not impressed with the website or the job that they did with the website, you know. So, I mean, you guys, they are professional, you guys to do all the algorithms or whatever, but, I mean, the way that they make the website, that's not really, that doesn't look professional, really, you know. I'm honest with you guys. But you know how to do everything, but the website they make me, I'm not happy with that. But I know this lady called me from Spain, tried to make me a website, and I was so busy. So if you just can take pictures from there, make something decent. I mean, I don't know if you can make like a slideshow with the pictures or something. Just something simple. They don't have to put a lot of words, a lot of description. Just what I do, you know.
I sent her that note already, because I saw that last you spoke to Selena. And she put that you wanted to have galleries of the services with videos, didn't want any stock images. And she put you were going to send in the images and videos that week. So maybe she didn't understand that you had another website that she could pull it all off of. So I just sent that to her now. I sent her the other website. I told her she could pull everything off that. That way she doesn't have to spend a lot of time talking to you on the phone. She could just kind of use that as an example. You know what I mean?
Yes. And also, I give an example about like three companies. Look, and my brothers, they have this website. My friends, they have this website or this one. So you just have some clean like that advertisement. And then if you need pictures from my website, just take it. I mean, I'm okay to take whatever from that website.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I sent her. So we're good to go there. So you should be all set for now, Lewis. If you need anything else down the road, feel free to call me. But either way, we're going to get this all taken care of for you today. Okay.
So let me have your name and then I'm going to put your phone here because.
Yes. My name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in and you put that 777, it'll ring to my desk. And I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. Typically, all I do is billing. But if you call me and I can't help you, then I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, believe me, as soon as I get some money, I want to put a Google ad. I want to do that. Actually, I was ready to do it with somebody else and other companies because I don't know that you can do that.
To be honest,
the Pinterest, I don't get jobs from Pinterest or those kind of stuff. You know, I want something like Google, Facebook, and pretty much maybe the people call me too from Yelp, but I say, no, I think better go with Google. But if you can do that, I stay with you and you can do all that, but I need to get results. So, you know, I need to get something because almost the season is done and I don't get jobs lately.
Yeah, I understand, Louis. So what I'll do is I'll follow up with you before the next month's payment, just to see if you want to add the Google Ads in September. We can put it on, you know, before that payment if you like, or I can bundle it together with that payment if you have the money by then. So I'll call you back.
I need to do it this month. As soon as I get money, I need to do it this month because pretty much in September is no more concrete. You know what I mean?
Oh, that makes sense. It's going to be the end of the season.
Yes, it won't be end of the end, you know, and then I need to make some money for winter too. But I mean, probably maybe later I move it to epoxy, push more like epoxy or interior, you know. But for now, concrete and the epoxy pretty much that's where I need to get some now. And that's where as soon as I can, I'm going to make a campaign. Really.
Okay, I got it. I'm understanding you now. Okay, so what I'm going to do is you're probably going to call me sooner than this, but I'll put a note here that if I don't hear from you in 2 weeks, I'll follow up with you then. But I'm sure that we're probably going to talk before that so that you can put the Google Ads on. But if not, I'll call you in 2 weeks, which would be, if I look on my calendar, would be the 10th.
Something very important for me, please, Tina. The website, something decent website, because really I know, like, I get jobs before from magazine or from Menards or from wherever, and then people go to the website or people refer me jobs, and then when the people go to website and they see my website, they say, well, even me say, no, I don't, this, they don't know what they're talking about, you know. The very important for me, I know the half of the selling is you, I know you guys, the 70 or whatever. But the other 30 to close the deal is the website. When they see the pictures, they see, oh yeah, this guy is the guy that do some concrete. But in fact, you know, that really means like a lot of, you see, I have a lot of visits. I have maybe like 100 or whatever, 70, but nobody gets the job. Nobody call me because when they go to my website, they say, I don't, you know what I mean?
So you see my
website, Artistic Creations Pro, and see the website that they made me.
Okay, I want to give you an option, Louis. If you ever want, we can take our website off of everything and put Artistic Creations Pro on there so that now you're getting your site that you like better promoted. So what I would say
the problem is I have three websites. This is one. And another one, Artistic Concrete. You guys took my Artistic Concrete website, remove it, and then just put me this. So that you guys, and also that you guys get the password. So I don't even have access to that one anymore. But I've been with that Artistic Concrete for 20 years, and that really, and they moved that one and they put this really, the one that you have it. So
got it.
That was Artistic Concrete and Tile. That's what I call Artistic Concrete and Tile. And they've been for 20 years, and then now you guys took it with your people, and then just put me this one. So better if they can go back with the other one, that can be excellent. And then really I don't want they touch these Artistic Creations because I'm scared to, you know what I mean? Like, well, actually I'm ruining Artistic Creations because I get like pretty much random jobs, but you know what I mean. I don't want to just to, because now they took the password, and then I'm not like an owner now. And then I'm not happy with the way they do it, but they took my Artistic Concrete and Tile. They can put that one that have the same picture, so pretty much it's the same pictures that what I have for many years. And then I have connected with the Facebook.
Yeah.
I have connected with Facebook, that one, Artistic Concrete and Tile. And then they took that, and then they put me this one that is now very good. So if they can put that one back, that can be excellent. Just promote that one.
I'm not showing that we have that domain. I'm showing that we have, let's see.
Artistic Concrete. Should to be Artistic Concrete and Tile, or just Artistic Concrete?
I'm looking at the different...
So the people that you have in the designing, that's not very good people to really, that's not very good to design. And that, I mean, that's not very, they put me to, I'm telling, I'm doing home inspection in Florida when the first time they put
I show that your domain is artisticconcreteappleton.com. I'll send that, the site to you so you could look at it. But we're going to change.
You have pictures there? You have pictures?
Yeah.
A lot of pictures?
Yeah, there's pictures. I'm going to send it to you so you could look at it, but I'm going to still have them look at your other site and update this one accordingly, okay? But this is what we have right now.
If you have that one, if you see that one, that has the pictures that I need, and then pretty much almost you don't need to make a clean on your website. I mean, you know, that's what
you need. Oh, so you like the artisticconcreteappleton.com, that one you like?
I don't see it. To be honest, I don't remember if it's that one.
Oh, I just sent it to you, but what I want you to do, Lewis, also, is to work on getting some 5-star ratings on the Google page. That will help you. So I'm going to send you the review generator email so that you can send it to some of your past and present clients, and hopefully you'll get some 5-star ratings up there, okay?
Yeah. This one, Artistic Concrete. Yeah,
Appleton.
Let me see. This is... let me see, I'm just waiting, okay? Because maybe, do we share your Google reviews? Okay, this is the one that you sent me. I'm still waiting for the...
Oh, I sent it in a text message, but let me send it in email.
No, this is the one that they make. This is not the one that they make, this one. This is the one that they made. And that's not the one that I have before. This is the one that they make. And then see, this one, if you see this, if you see this one, this is the one that they got for me now. The logo, I don't like it because I don't sell concrete. You know, they have a one picture that I give in, and then pretty much the curbing is not mine. And then when you go to, and they go down to view right there about, they have a picture like tile that I don't know what it is that. And the more view says, well, the decorative concrete services. Let's see if I see something. Yeah, this is not decorative concrete. That's not my picture. See that? They just took a picture random. And then also in the epoxy concrete floors, concrete curbing, this is not the kind of curbing I do. Well, just compare this website. Yes, let's compare. This is more like for industrial company. And then let us say about us, there's a square right there. And pretty much doesn't have a picture, doesn't have, you know, if you compare that with my Artistic Creations Pro, that's a big difference. That really
makes
most Artistic Creations Pro about what I do. And then this is a lot of descriptions or whatever, but doesn't show the nice job that I do.
Okay.
See that? Yeah, no, this is the one that they make it for me, the new company making for me, this one. And I wasn't happy with the logo because, hey, well, this is the concrete delivery. And then... expert services. And then when say or expert services, that really, that's a decorative concrete. Doesn't say a period, doesn't say anything about nice decorative. This is more like a tile. I don't know what that image, you know? So that's where I say, well, just take pictures from my other website, I'm okay. Because the way that they're not experts about some concrete or epoxy, really. That's not where. They're not experts for that. So that's the thing I told you. The guys that be in charge to do that, they don't really make a professional website. You know the website and Artistic Creations Pro? My son make it. My kids make it.
Really? Oh, wow.
They in high
school. That's great.
And they just made it like that, and I think it's better than the one, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I told them to mimic that site with our site. So I told them to take off all the stock photos and only use the photos and the logo from your site. So they're going to do that. They'll update it for you right away. And as you see it, if there's something that you don't like after they update it, please let me know. But I told them to use the artisticcreationspro.com. So they'll be, you know, making it more to your liking, okay?
Yeah, and then, like, it says, like, more about us, okay, more about us or whatever. I mean, like, if they can make some slideshow, can be beautiful. You know, just a slideshow about my job, and that shows something about what I do. And then a video or whatever. And believe me, the soonest I have that website decent, I don't want to bother you anymore about the website because I have something that the people be impressed. And then I know how to sell the job.
Yeah, you'll be happy with it. Absolutely. We'll get it fixed for you, Lewis. And thank you so much for explaining everything to me. We took the time to understand exactly how you want it updated. So I know that Selena's going to do a great job because I gave her the other example for her to mimic, right? So like I said before, if you have any questions or if something is put up there that you don't like, which I don't think that's going to happen because they're going to use the other site, right? But if anything is up there that you don't like after it's fixed, then just feel free to let me know, okay?
Yes, be careful. Don't put artistic ratios in this business because I have separate the two businesses, okay? The artistic concrete, I want to go later. I want to go more just with some concrete, curbing,
and plastic.
Later, I want to just push those in this website the artistic concrete, okay? And then the other one, artistic ratios, I want to leave it more for whatever, for like a remodeling or whatever, you know? But now it's okay. You take pictures from there, I'm okay. But later, you know, but yes, what I try to tell you is don't put artistic ratios in this. And
so later you're going to fix it and just do the services, but for now we can use any of it. But don't use the other business name. Just keep your business name the same, right? You
and
got
also,
it. Okay.
Yes, and also the telephone, this telephone. Put this telephone in this business, artistic, this the one I'm calling you. This is my personal and the other one is a business, but I don't want they be mixed together like the telephone. So this leave this my cell, what I'm calling. That's the one I want in this business with you guys. So leave the separate, the other one. And then, you know, but for now, because again, now, in the winter, I want to keep doing, I want to do a campaign later for the interior. So we can just, you can take those pictures. I don't care now. I mean, but to get money later, maybe next year, I can separate more like gorgeous, more curving and epoxy and some concrete with you guys because I want to make really campaigns. That I learned now that the only way to be busy, I need to make campaigns in Google and Facebook, believe me. And also, I have a magazine before. And I probably go back to the magazine, and then I'm going to how I was working before. Before is the magazine. I have the website, and I redirect it to this website. You know what I mean? I was super busy, but with this big mess now, with that, why do they make the digital marketing? The magazine doesn't work because they went to the no websites, no nothing, and then I didn't get started. So you know, I need to work together. I know that I have to redirect everything to you guys, you know, to help to grow the business with the reviews. But thank you again, Tina, for the time.
You for explaining everything to me, Lewis. It's always great to talk to you again. So call me if you need anything else, okay?
Okay. So tomorrow maybe I start see something, right? Maybe some text or something from my Splash, right?
Yeah, they usually say for revisions to the site that it'll be live within 1 to 3 business days, but I'm going to tell them to make this urgent and start working on it today, okay? But
yes,
I would
you.
Say definitely by Friday, everything's going to be perfect the way you want it, okay?
Believe me, as soon as be busy and have money, I want to spend money with you guys to make my campaigns. I really need to be super busy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I will definitely follow up with you in 2 weeks in case I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tina, for everything.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too. Okay, Lewis?
Yes, bye.
Thank you, bye.